there's no rain. Remind me of California. Shall out of heaven, there's no rain. Or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people. As we look at the many difficulty and challenge this nation face, the many of them is a judgment from the Lord when we turn away from them. But then the Lord said, if my people, when God spoke to King Solomon, my people referred to Israelites. They were called by God. They were descendants of Abraham. But today in the United States, we are his people, right? We are called by his name. Are you God's people? Are you? George, are you God's people? No, you are. You don't need to hope. You are. We call by his name. We call his name. And we, in his name, we start a service. Through Jesus' name, we pray, right? Through Jesus, we are redeemed. Now he talked about the key group is you and me. Sometimes you say, you know, we don't know. Do you think if we pray, it really helps? It does help. God doesn't look at the numbers. God look at the heart of the person who pray. Amen? How many of you experienced the power of prayer in your life? I think almost everybody. We you know, in our the Thursday night that joined a church prayer meeting, one of the participants, a sister, you know, her husband, I think is almost 90 years old. He has a surgery, heart surgery, twice. Every time we really join together, pray for him, it's just so encouraging that every time we pray for that, the result, instantly we see he just had very successful surgery and later on have a side effect, send back second time. Every time it just work out, you know. It's very encouraging. But right now, this morning, I share with you, it's not just an individual prayer. Just pray for your personal needs. It's a corporate prayer for bigger reason. It say here, so repent and seeking God. So God's prescription about how we repent and seeking him. First is to humble ourselves. Pray and seek God's face. Humble ourselves, not our social courtesy. You know, I'm a very humble person. I'm courteous. You know, how are you? 你好,我好. No, it's not that. Humble ourselves is a condition of heart. This is very important. When we come to God, we sincerely say, you are my Abba Father. I'm your child. Just listen to what I say here. How much I need you, my spirit, my soul, my body, desperately need you. My serving, my family, my marriage, career, children, health, cannot go on without you. That's mean to humble ourselves. We come to God and say, God, you're the Father, I'm your child, I need you. This not refer to America, this refer to each believer, each Christians. We come to God and say, yes, Lord, I need you. I cannot live without you. That's our attitude of prayer, our cry before God, very humble and sincere. Also, it say here, when we pray, we humble ourselves, we pray, we seek God's face, not God's hands. God's hands refer to his mighty words, including blessing. Many times we come to prayer meeting, we come to a prayer gathering, we ask God to bless us. That's good, but that's not good enough. Amen? We need to seek God himself, dear brothers and sisters. If this nation will turn, it starts with God's people called by his name, you and me, we start to seek God's face. You say, Pastor Joseph, what does that mean to seek God's face? God's face refers to the glory and beauty out of God's attribute. You know, God is all-knowing, all-loving, all-wise, right? Sovereign Lord. Out of his attribute, he manifests his beauty. When we come here to worship, You know, I always enjoy English worship service, the worship time. I particularly enjoy Ricky and Irene to lead because they themselves worship God. I look at Ricky and look at Irene. Irene played the music today. You know, Lord, we need you. You know, I need you. When we come to pray to God, we don't need that hurry to pray for the ministry, pray for your needs. We need to start to gaze at Lord. Say, Pastor Joseph, I gaze nothing. I close my nothing. And that's exactly the point. When you start to focus on the Lord, you in your spirit, your spiritual eyes need to start to see the God's glory and beauty through the Word, through the Spirit. Amen? You can sense it. Last Sunday, I gave the same message in the Mandarin service. You know, the Mandarin worship, they are always expressive, loud, and jump. They were so excited. They say, Jesus, Jesus. So I asked them, and I asked them with a tricky question. I said, how many of you just now saw God here? Nobody dared to raise hand. Say, if you haven't seen him, why did you sing the song like that? Jesus, you're here in the dancing. Why did you do that? Is that just emotion? Because Joni asked you to do that? Or are you crazy? Dear brother and sister, I'm talking about something very real. Today you pray to God. Don't even think about America return to God. Let's talk about I return to God, right? Today, when you pray to God, today you read a scripture, when you come here to worship, I just want to ask you, how many of you, when Irene, if you were here, how many of you, when Irene led us to worship just now, how many of you have seen God just now, or you sense his presence? Good. Is he real? But we need to see him more. It's about his glory and his power. You know, when God's presence here, many times you don't need to ask for healing. You will be healed because his presence here. Amen? God cannot tolerate illness. He will heal you even without asking for that. Many of people here, you not only just need a physical healing, maybe you need a spiritual healing. Maybe you're being hurt, wounded. You need God's healing. I just want to encourage you. Important thing is you focus on him. When we sing the song, there are a lot of words there, right? You just engage, reflect on those words. Let those words become your words. Then you'll be connected with the Lord. And I think what God tried to tell King Solomon is, my people come together to seek my face, to seek me. The first byproduct is you'll be free from the stress. Life can be very stressful, right? By the demands of life, by the deadlines, by the responsibility, by the circumstance, but in different stages of life, can be very stressful. But we spend time, we come to seek the Lord, we start to look at his face, his attribute, his who he is, we can be free from those stress. It doesn't mean you don't face that. It does mean you are strengthened. Your inner man is strengthened, right? That's why the daily devotion time is very important. Daily devotion time doesn't mean I read the Bible already. Daily devotion time means I encounter with God. I want to encourage you to do that. It's very precious. You have to guard it. Because in these last days, that Satan cannot defeat you. He will distract you. He will make your life very busy. Have no time with God. I think at first, when we, the prescription from the Lord, we humble ourselves. We pray and seek God's face. Secondly, we will turn away from our wicked way. You know, as we gazing at God himself, focus on his attribute, on one hand, we are renewed and refreshed. On the other hand, we begin to see our true self. We begin to see our iniquity, sin, and self-centeredness. A lot of self. Sometimes we are self-pity, sometimes we are prideful. A lot of self. This self really blocks God's work in our life, dear brother and sister. This is something we had to deal with. Sometimes we thought about the wicked way. It's a murder, it's a robbery, it's cheat. No, the wicked way is our way. I refer to myself. How many of you want this chapel to be filled with people? We all want more people to come. But first of all, we need to be excited about God. Amen? Why we are not excited about God? Pastor Joseph said, you know, life is tough. There's a lot of responsibility. I'm very tired. I'm very burdened. I agree with you. That's my feeling many times. Amen? Pastor Joseph, this worship is 9:30. It's very early. I agree with you. I agree with you. But I want to share with you something. I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage myself. You know, from time to time, we receive people from China, different part of China. And one of the members who attend this church, he went back to China. When she returned, one time she invited Marlene and I, we have dinner together. She said, Pastor Joseph, it's amazing. The city my business at have a big church. And I attend the worship service. They have so many people, full house. And she told me one thing. He said, we have a 7:30 a.m. service, purpose reserved for the official in that area. Because those government officials, they go to church. They don't want the regular people to see them. So they have an early service. It's 7:30 a.m. I think that work. If you're here, nobody will see them. We're all still sleeping. Dear brother and sister, it's early, 9:30, but it's not that early, 9:30 either. You know, the River of Life, their first service, 8:30. It's full house. Is a hunger also our faith is relevant or not, right? Life is heavy. There's a lot of demands. However, that's why we need the Lord. Amen? We need to connect with Him. He's the vine. We are the branches. I encourage all of you, consider to attend Tuesday night prayer meeting. I not just give you pressure, but I think this is something you need to experience to cooperate prayer with other people. You can pray at home. As a matter of fact, you don't have to worship here. You can stay home to watch TV. There's all kind of good service there, I tell you. Good message, too. But that's still different. If my people, we come together to seek the Lord, we turn away from the wicked way. We know the wicked way is our way. It's always our way. And we repent. And there's a promise. Praise the Lord. I share with you a lot of dark side today, but then there's a promise. It's promised to breakthrough and restoration. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14b say here, if we do that, God will hear our prayer, forgive our sins, and there's a breakthrough occurred. Dear brother and sister, I tell you, when you pray to God, you confess sins to Him sincerely, specifically, and you can sense His forgiveness. King David is saying that, right? In song, he says, how blessed is a person that his sin has been forgiven. Amen? But dear brother and sister, when your sin's been forgiven, it's not just say, oh, there's the weight being lifted up. It's you and God, there's an open communication now. Dear brother and sister, when God hears your prayer, my prayer, that's a blessing. Amen? You speak to Abba Father. You try to speak many times, but because there's a hindrance there, somehow He cannot respond to you, or He responds, you cannot hear, but now the channel is open. Isn't that wonderful? So I think that's a wonderful, that the promise, of first of all, is the breakthrough in our life. You pray to God, you confess your sin, and God forgive you. Then you start to have an open heaven. The first of all, dear brothers and sisters, we need to be changed. Amen? If I'm excited about God, I'm passionate about God, I'm going to share with the people around me. Whether they come to this church or not, doesn't matter. But you start to share. Amen? There's an influence there. And God see you. Say, hey, this guy is very excited about me. I'm with him. You know, there's a breakthrough there in ourselves. We have passion for God. We have passion to share Him. We interact with Him every day. I just wonder what's happened to that city in China, in Henan, in the northern China. why that city officials start to attend the church, why they want to attend the 7:30 a.m. service. They must experience God in the reality. Amen? What the world, they want to do that. It's a risk. As a communist official, you do that. You lose your job. You lose everything. It must have reason. Today, we, as a believer, we need to experience that reality. When there's a breakthrough in our life, when there's restoration in our life, I tell you, you will become the agent of transformation. We've been transformed first. Then wherever we go, God will use you to transform. Amen? How many of you are working here? I'm not working. I mean, how many of you are working? You have a job. You know, your workplace can be a place that you experience God's reality right there. I believe most of you spend a lot of time in your work. You bring God's presence there. How many of you bless your workplace already? Bless. You need to bless more. You bless your boss. You bless your colleague. You will bring the God's presence there. The atmosphere will be changed. How many of you feel your workplace atmosphere needs to be changed? Well, Luke, you can pray for that. I see you raise your hand right away. I think that every workplace atmosphere needs to be changed. They need God's presence. You know, our church atmosphere needs to be changed too. This English service atmosphere needs to be changed. Need to be more passionate, more fervent. Amen? Remember why I shared. You feel this 9:30 is too early. Just remember in one city in China, they have a service for the Chinese communist official. It's 7:30 a.m. Okay? Try to avoid other people to see them. So it starts from the heart. So we thank the Lord. When we humble ourselves, seek God's face, turn away from a wicked way, God will forgive our sins. You will hear our prayer, and they say he will heal the land. What does that mean? When we start to change, the heaven will be open. First of all, each individual's heaven will be open. But I had a substantial number of American believers start to pray and do this. The heaven in America will be open. The things will turn around, you know. Economy, weather, soil, political system, educational system will start to change. I watched those transformation documentary tape. You know, they try to do transformation in different cities all over the world. You look at that, you will see when the believers come together in unity to repent, to pray, and God give them favor to see the change of the city. Maybe you wonder, what can we do, you know, practically? How can we respond to God's prescription? And I want to share with you, it's the 40 days of prayer and the fasting for America. It's a call rally's invitation. Many people think about 40 days, fast and pray. They are so scared. How can I fast and pray for 40 days? I even never fasted before. I want to encourage you, that's just a terminology, okay? This is based upon Joel chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. It's a call, holy assembly. And before the holy assembly, he wanted Israelites to pray and fast before God. I want to present to you is this 40 days. You don't need to worry about fasting. You can fast in different way. You can fast on TV. You can fast on video game or whatever, coffee. But the key is this 40 days, we really focus to seek the Lord. How about that? We seek the Lord. I want to share with you why is this year the call Berkeley, why they have a call rally on October 4th. Why this year? Why October 4th? Why on this date of this year? Because I share with you, 1960, there's a free speech movement, hippie movement. Actually, in essence, that's a rebellion of younger generation. They turn away from traditional value. Actually, how many of you know generation gap? The words start in 1960s. Before that, there's no such word called generation gap. It seems like the older generation and the younger generation, there was a breach start from then. They just broke off. They want to anti-everything. They want to find a new way. But in essence, they turn away from God. So the call organization, they see this 50 years after that. It's a 2014, right? 50 years. To me, it's hard to communicate with you because I wasn't here. I'm an immigrant. God always do things like this. But I study, I research. But it's 50 years later, October 4th. They want it at Berkeley. That's where the speech freedom movement started, Berkeley. 50 years back there. They want to have another rally. Before this rally, they have 40 days, fast and pray, invite the believers across the nation, pray for this nation. They will use a satellite. They will you cannot all go there. They only get a place, only can accommodate 7,000 people. You can sign up for the fast and pray. But I want to share with you, we don't have to go there. We can be here. We start to do this. We seek the Lord together. 40 days. We're going to design some prayer focus to help each one of us. But I want to invite you today, let's do it together. If you don't think about America that big, think about yourself. Think about your family. Think about your marriage. Think about your career. Think about our life. Don't we need a breakthrough? Amen? Don't we need a breakthrough? Don't we need to go to a higher ground? In every room, the only way, 2 Chronicles 7:14 already say that, right? If my people call by my name, humble themselves, pray and seek my face, turn away from their wicked way, he will hear our prayer, forgive our sins, and heal the situation. And that's why I invite you. And also the 50 years is a year of jubilee. After 49 years, 50 years, a year of jubilee, is to forgive the debts. And October 4th happened to be the Day of Atonement, of Jewish festival. It's the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us. So we want to reverse this trend, rebel against God. We come together. I believe this is a step of faith. We have a sign sheet on the back. We're going to hand out the guideline how to pray for this. And I feel today the words for all of you, for myself, is repentance and breakthrough. When we repent before God, can you help me? What does repentance mean? Your understanding, what does repentance mean? Turn around, right? Total different direction. Actually, it's very positive words. We need to turn toward the Lord, not turn back on the Lord. Amen? Let's enter this season of repentance and breakthrough together by faith. You think about, you pray about, you can sign up, we'll hand out a sheet, we go together. We will have specific prayer requests, and from August 26th to October 4th, we pray together, to experiment, and let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time. I proclaim this truth and the message by faith. May you continue work in your people's heart. You bring us together to seek you together. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.